Hey, everybody, it's The Great Debates, and we're back with another live edition of the podcast, which we recorded last week at UCB Sunset in Los Angeles. We had a great time, and I wanted to thank a couple of people before we get to the episode. First of all, to our guests on the show, Nate Stein and Chris Schleicher. That was super fun, guys. You were great. Hope you had a great time. Also, a special thanks to some friends, Owen Ellickson and Little Esther. Thanks for your help with this episode. And as always, a big thank you to our extraordinary producer, Mark Caracello, without whom The Great Debates would not be possible. Okay, hope you guys enjoy this live edition of The Great Debates.
Good evening. Good evening. I opened the door and you guys were like, no, wait for the music.
You have to hear the music.
You have to hear the music. It's part of the podcast. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Great Debates podcast. I'm Dan Medina. I'm the moderator of the Great Debates. With me tonight, as per usual, Dave King.
Hello.
And Steve Healy.
Thank you.
How about a big round of applause for our debaters? Thank you.
Yeah. Should we dive right into a micro?
Yeah.
Where are we going to get our topic?
Well, we're going to try something a little different. I forgot we were going to stand for this part, but we're sitting
stand
already.
Stand up if you want.
I don't want to.
I want you to stand.
We're looking for any... How are you guys doing? Is everyone feeling good? Are we fucking ready? Is there anyone out there...
Is there any... There's no need to address the rumors and whatever, the cloud.
I don't want to get into it too much. You guys know about Debater X? There's a chance to be...
No. That's nothing we need to worry about tonight. I just like to assure everybody not to worry about Debater X, whatever you've heard about Debater X.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like this myth that there's this guy named Debater X who comes around, he seeks out high school and presidential debates, and he out-debates everyone. He's like the bad boy of debating. Okay. I don't even think he's real. No one's actually ever photographed him or recorded him. Why are we even acknowledging it? It's silly.
Forget it.
There's no way he's going to be here. Don't worry about it.
Let's get right into it with this micro.
Okay, yeah. So here's what we're looking for. Is there anyone out there tonight who had anything remotely interesting happen to them today, a brief story or anything? I need just
one person,
little teeny tiny hand, or
little
something
person,
in no way person. Interesting that happened.
Okay. Anyone who had anything interesting or not interesting happen to them?
Did anyone have anything happen to them at all today?
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Thank goodness.
You got hired at my gym?
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
The little kids gym.
Great.
Can you tell us the for yes, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Absolutely
on your new job.
Clap for that.
Okay, hang on for a second, folks.
I think we might need a little more info, if that's okay.
I'm done.
You're ready to go? Do you have something you wanna throw down?
Well, I think she looks like she'd probably be a good employee of the gym.
What's your name, ma'am? Kelly? Can you tell us a tiny bit more about my gym?
Yeah, it's basically
kids have full-time jobs. It's awesome. It's super fun.
Should kids...
Go ahead.
Should kids be going to a gym? Is it right for that to be called a gym? It basically just sounds like a playpen for children.
Should kids be going to a gym is interesting.
Yeah.
Let's get a 3-minute timer up and
let's
have
do
a
it.
Debate.
Let's just
Steve,
dive right into this.
You're going to take
see what
the
happens.
Pro
okay.
And the topic up for debate submitted by our audience member. Should kids go to a gym? Whenever you're ready.
Oh.
Of course kids should be going to a gym. America has the fattest kids in the world by far. They do nothing but sit around and eat Pringles and watch TV. They need to be working out. We gotta get them started young. We just got humiliated in the Pan American Games, or whatever that was. The soccer final, you know who was in it? Jamaica and Mexico. Are you kidding me? America's kids are not starting young enough. They're not getting good enough at sports, strong enough, fast enough. They need to be hitting the gym, I'd say starting at about age 3.
Why does it have to be about competition? Why does it have to be about being better than the other countries? What happened to hanging out with your family? What happened to hanging out with the kid down the street? Why do we need all this artifice about, oh, I'm going to go, oh, the kid's at 10 o'clock. They've got my gym, no offense. Why can't it be, hey, Caleb from down the street wants to play. Why don't you play with Caleb? And why does it have to be indoors? We've got beautiful nature here. We've got trails. We've got parks. We're going to this artificial place where all the, I mean, this is really, frankly, it's a health hazard. Just incubating diseases of all kinds. You jump into that ball pit, you're coming out with something.
Okay, no one said there should be a ball pit at the kids' gym. I think it should be very rigorous. They should go, there's plenty of time for kids to play with Kelly from down the street, but they need to be getting in and getting in the ritual and the discipline and the practice of exercising so they'll be prepared for adult life.
Do you know that gymnastics are one of the most common sources of injuries among children in the United States? You ask any ER doctor, pediatrician, how did he break his leg? How did he jam his finger? Trampoline, ball pit, my gym. It's always my gym.
How many ER pediatricians have you been talking to?
I know one ER doctor and one pediatrician, and they won't shut up about my gym.
About trampolines?
Yeah.
I bet not a single child has ever been injured at my gym.
I want to go back to, what is this obsession with America has to be better than? Why do we need to adopt? I mean, look at the countries that have taken that attitude to the extreme.
That's our whole premise.
You want to pluck 3-year-old kids out of, oh, maybe the kid who's best at the ball pit should train for the ball pit Olympics. Is that a good idea? Pluck him away from his family?
Are you telling me you wouldn't tune in and watch a kids' Olympics where ball pit is one of the events?
I realize I may have walked into a minefield on that.
I don't know how it's scored.
I think we may have settled on a better idea than my gym. I'm not going to lie.
Furthermore, if you watched the kids' Olympics and the China won ball pit, how humiliated would we be as a nation? We would double down on kids' gyms.
I think, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But let me just go back, because we only have a few seconds left. Let me go back to the original thought, which is we don't need the artificial gym. What we need is natural playtime with kids. Nothing develops children's brains more than what they would normally be doing. And to build a place where, oh, you're going to go into this fake house, you're going to jump into these balls. No one jumps into the balls in real life.
Okay.
Nobody jumps into the balls in real life.
Is there, can we ask
I have
you?
I have a follow-up question, which is there a ball pit at my gym?
There is. Of course there is.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, legit question. You may not know the answer, but how many kids per week get injured at my gym?
You're about to find
out. Something you might want to look into before you sign the dotted line.
I doubt it's zero.
I feel like America owns the ball pit.
Yeah, that's our thing.
On the international sports scene.
Not sure I've ever even seen a ball pit in another country.
I think they know what ball pits are.
I'm not sure.
I mean, I would imagine that when you visit other countries, you're not going to the children's gymnasiums. You're going to the restaurants and the museums. By the way, that would be kind of a fascinating trip. You might get in a lot of trouble.
Like, French kids are just like, you know, they're having a little latte and wine and a cigarette.
You've always got it out for the French, man.
Yeah, I don't like them. Is anyone here born or raised in another country?
Surely someone must
nice.
Have.
There's
a
oh, yeah,
hand
there
back.
We got somebody. And in your land, did they have ball pits? First of all, where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Oh. It's basically a subsidiary.
Do they call it something different in Canada? Mm. Yeah, checks out. Her story checks out, you guys.
Ball pit is definitely the best pit.
That's a great point.
Better than
snake
pit.
Oh, barbecue pit? Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Pit stop can be fun. Maybe. Okay.
Let's keep it moving.
Let's give a big round of applause to our audience member for submitting
that excellent
topic.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Congratulations on your new job. How are we doing, guys?
I'm pretty good. Healy, do you want to do a little host chat here, or what are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, what do you want to talk about?
You're sort of the self-proclaimed king of host chat.
Well, what I was planning to do was play a couple minutes of a Swedish podcast that I heard about, but you guys weren't into that.
Well, a couple minutes scares me, but maybe...
we'll put 30 seconds up.
Okay.
So here's what... Yesterday, I was at a pool party, and a Swedish woman was telling me, there's an amazing...
This didn't happen.
This totally happened.
You weren't at a pool party, and a Swedish woman started talking to you.
This I'm
calling bullshit already.
She's an old friend of mine. And she was saying, there's an amazing podcast in Sweden, and it's in Swedish, so unfortunately, I can't listen to it, but it's just... They're so funny, and they're so good, and I was like, well, I mean, let's see what that's all about. Do you want to hear like 30 seconds of it?
Okay, yeah. What's do you know what it's called?
Yeah, I do. It's called a Vikens Blaka. And that means...
Ball pit.
Do you want to guess?
It means ball pit.
Would you like to guess what that means?
Vikens Blaka?
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay, it means weekly blotting, like... Blaka.
We were supposed to guess weekly yes. blotting?
Oh, wait. But blotting, like blaka means like blotting like an ink on a pen.
You
but
say that like blaka, blotting an ink on pen. It's very intuitive.
Oh, blackening a paper, okay. But it also means like get drunk, have a bout of drinking.
So you thought that we would be drinking. Able to guess a clever play on words in another language.
Let's just listen to a bit of it.
We're high tech here at the Great Debates.
Välkommen till veckans bläcka.
Hej, hej.
Jag heter Jenny Hammar och sitter i LA.
Och det här är Karin Bastin och jag är fortfarande i Sverige.
Okay, this is awesome.
Hur mår du idag? Du är sjuk.
Nej, men det är inte alls bra. Alltså, jag vaknade i morse och...
Okay, is there anything we can learn from that, or was that just a waste of all of our time?
Is this a quiz, or do you know the answer? It's actually a very clever play on Shakespeare.
No, I don't know. Anything
translated.
About it. I don't know what they're saying.
I heard Hollywood.
Yeah,
did you listen to the whole podcast?
No.
How far into it did you make
exactly
it?
That far?
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you feel that it was a waste of your time or not?
I thought it was kind of interesting and might get us somewhere.
What did you take away from it?
Host chat is a free form time.
I'll
for
say.
Us to kind of.
I'll say it's free form, bud.
Maybe we should keep going with our debate.
Super
I love
free
it.
Form. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Healy, the self-proclaimed king of host chat.
I'd like to bring up a guest, if
I'd
I could.
I love that. Okay. I think it's a great idea.
Our first guest for the evening. This gentleman was a writer for the Mindy Project, also a former figure skater, as I understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's still a writer for the, I just want to be sure, for the Mindy Project.
He's still a writer.
As far as we know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Chris Schleicher.
Chris. Yeah, Chris. Hey, why don't you take my seat? You're going to be squaring off with Healy's.
Take this guy. Good luck. Hello.
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, so Chris, the genesis of your participation here is that you submitted to us via Twitter a topic.
Yes,
excellent
I did.
Topic,
this is bad.
And we thought,
this is bad.
Well, hell, let's just bring him on here and have him defend
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, let's do
right?
it. I thought it was a great topic, very exciting, very controversial,
mm-hmm.
very contrarian.
Okay, so we'll need a 5-minute timer...
let's wait 1 second. Do you want to say a little bit about what you know, how you came up with this topic, or was there
I
a moment
I was
of
probably
tension?
Driving home from work in
I
Burbank?
Bet. Okay, that's all we
when
need
I
hear.
Came up with
that's
the topic.
That's all we need to hear. You're driving home from work from Burbank, and you came up with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. 5-minute timer. You're going to take the pro, the proposition up for debate. Steve Healy taking the con. The presence of the Hollywood Bowl. Is a net negative for Los Angeles.
Interesting. The Hollywood Bowl is a scourge on the face of the beautiful face of Los Angeles. It is something that the traffic that it generates is something that perhaps Dante would have thought up when generating his 9 layers of hell, if he could have even conceived of such a thing. Now, I understand that the Hollywood Bowl puts on artistic performances, music, dance, everything. But for it to be a net positive for Los Angeles, those would have to outweigh the things it steals from us, mainly our most valuable resource, time. And instead, the things it puts out are garbage for babies and nerds.
Healy, your opening statement.
Okay, the Hollywood Bowl, first of all, is a beautiful place. It's sculpted into the side of a mountain. It's one of the... It just feels so nice and relaxed to sit there. You can walk up and get a cheap seat, sit way in the back, and hear the LA Philharmonic play the symphonies of Beethoven. What's more, you can bring a bottle of wine, and I've heard that people bring marijuana and smoke it at the Hollywood Bowl. So you can basically go nuts, free form, enjoy it any way you like. I saw Dolly Parton there. It was fantastic. As for this issue of traffic, sure, it does cause a traffic problem. But let me advise you to take a page from an old coworker of mine, this guy named Justin Spitzer. He had in his office one thing up on the wall, and it was the schedule of the summer Hollywood Bowl. He had never once been to the Hollywood Bowl, had no interest in going. But before he drove home, he would check the schedule. If, you know, Morrissey's playing, then he's going to drive home a different way. If it's the Symphonies of Beethoven, honestly, he wasn't too worried about the traffic. Mm-hmm. He'd plow right through. When it's like, you know, the guy's playing the Chinese zither or whatever, he'd think, okay, I can still take the 101. But a simple matter of planning, Chris, could solve your problem.
It's funny you should bring that up, because as someone who regularly drives home from Burbank to West Hollywood, I have to look up the Hollywood Bowl schedule and frequently employ Waze to get me home. Last summer, I was on a Friday night driving home, and Waze knew there was a Hollywood Bowl concert and sent me through the hills. What should happen to me but a deer jumps into my car? I saw a deer in the middle of the road, slammed on my brakes. That week I had been warned that many deaths from like deer and moose happen from their feet going through the windshield and kicking you to death.
Mm-hmm.
So I held my hands over my face.
Okay. Immediately, you're about to be in a traffic incident.
Immediately
yes. Cover and protect your face.
The deer jumped into my car, knocked off my windshield, and jumped on top and hopped around on my roof and jumped into the forest, never to be seen again. Which reminds me of nature. You said the Hollywood Bowl is carved into the side of a mountain. I hear that nature was raped and that our resources are being stolen.
Let me put it to you that both for you and the deer, the Hollywood Bowl, not, perhaps not on purpose, but designed for you one of the most interesting days of your life.
Mm-hmm. It was a good story.
Do you think does Waze have any way to factor in how big of a deal the concert is that night at the Hollywood Bowl?
Only based on how much traffic there
it
is.
It seems like they should have a guy who's like, all right, we got, you know, Bob Marley and the Wailers. That's going to be a slow get out of the lot situation.
It's going to be pretty slow.
Right.
Another thing.
Okay, what's your best Hollywood Bowl experience?
My best Hollywood Bowl experience is when I saw Rent starring Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
And that doesn't make up for all the terrible nights of traffic. You're stuck there. Don't you ever close your eyes and think of Nicole, what's
okay,
her name, singing
about Rent? I did some prep for this and pulled out like the current schedule that's coming up.
Okay.
When you're like little girl saying like, Daddy, why do you miss my ballet recital? And you say, because there was traffic from Spamalot featuring Christian Slater. Honey, why did you miss our anniversary dinner? Oh, there was a concert called Hail the Mighty Horn. A salute to horns.
A salute to horns. I was 3 hours late getting to my gym because they were saluting the horn over at the Hollywood Bowl.
It was Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 25th anniversary.
Now that sounds kind of fun.
I could get into that.
Have you ever gone to see like a movie with the orchestral?
No, I mean, recently they played Sing Along Sound of Music, and I, as someone who is weapons grade gay, felt like I did not need to go to that. I don't know why a venue for thousands of people was reserved for that.
Right. Did you have a good time?
I didn't go.
Oh. Who's going to that if you aren't?
I do not know. People who have to get so trashed in the audience to enjoy it.
Look, I love the Hollywood Bowl. I think it's a beautiful place. Chris, you're going to have to live with the traffic. I think you had a great adventure with your deer. The Hollywood Bowl is a net positive.
My car was totaled.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Schleicher. Hey, that was great.
Thank you.
I just want to weigh in here, and I feel like Chris's succinct closing statement may have grabbed it for me.
It was pretty strong. That's a way to go out.
I've had some good experiences there. I was, you know,
yeah,
exaggerating.
Yeah, don't worry. We won't tell the Hollywood Bowl people that you're out there advocating for their demolition. Do you have a plan for like something that could be there instead?
I think just like let it go back to nature. Like, you know, those things on like History Channel, it's like, if humans were gone, what would happen to the city? I want to see that happen. Pitch like the Greek Olympic venues, have you seen what's
right,
happened
the
to them?
Ruins
where
the
like nature has reclaimed them.
Yeah. Pitch for you about it. The Hollywood Bowl could be the world's biggest ball pit.
I can't argue with that.
Okay, I think that was fantastic.
Great.
Thank
you
so much,
gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Applause for Chris. Chris, thanks very much.
Great debate, great topic.
He had a real, that was a real personal situation.
Yeah, he was
situation.
Coming in strong and hot.
Yeah.
It's a shame the deer couldn't have weighed in.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from the deer. Well, I can't imagine the deer's happy about that event either.
I don't think if we took a poll of deers, they'd be too psyched about it.
If we took a poll of people that worked in Burbank and lived in L.A. versus everybody else, I think that they would be pretty obviously split. And that
it's a hot button issue. It's polarizing. I like it. I think it's cool.
The Great Debates is not yet sponsored by the Hollywood Bowl.
Greek theater.
Should
Greek
we?
Theater guys.
I want to bring up another guest, but it's not someone that we know yet.
Okay.
What I'm looking for here is an audience volunteer. Do
this
we have
is
an audience volunteer?
A very non-invasive situation. We're just looking to ask you. Oh, we have someone
oh,
right over
great.
Here.
Thank you
Dang,
so much.
Come
You're
on
in
up.
The seat that's the hardest to get up here. Appreciate it so
oh,
much.
Oh, I love that. Look at that. That was fantastic.
Okay.
Here, we have a microphone for you. Steve has a microphone. Look at that. Great. Perfect.
Okay. Dear, we're going to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Did you call her dear?
Yes, I did.
That was great. God, that was great.
He's the coolest.
He's the coolest. Why are we up here? I was like, sorry.
We're
going
to ask you three questions.
All right.
And then we're going to conduct a debate based on what we learn from those questions, okay?
Cool.
So, first of all, your first name.
Jameson.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jameson.
Jameson.
Jameson, your hometown?
Is West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay, good.
Interesting
good.
Info.
Debaters, take note.
File that away.
Final question. What did you have for lunch today?
I had the Starbucks barbecue brisket sandwich.
Wow. Ooh. That sounds delicious.
Very interesting.
Very
okay,
interesting.
I feel like there's a lot of data to be mined from
That's
that.
That's a
choice.
Lot.
That's all we need.
Overload.
That's all we need.
Okay. Do you guys feel that you're ready?
I do. I think we have to ask Jameson to not interject, to just put her microphone down.
Sorry.
You've given us all the info we need.
We will come back to you for an answer at the end.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to want a 3-minute timer for this. The proposition up for debate. Jameson has seen Jurassic World.
Okay.
Steve, you can take the pro.
I assume that I'm taking the pro. I'm looking at Jameson, and here's what I see. I see a young lady who's from Florida. She loves entertainment. I'm going to guess she's about 24, 25. She's dressed well. It's a Monday night. She's already out doing something interesting and social, so I think absolutely she's been to see Jurassic World. She loves to take part in big events, and Jurassic World was the big movie event of the summer. She was there. I bet she even went in one of those 4D with the seats shaking you up and whatever. She loves comedy. She's at the UCB. She loves Chris Pratt. She came just to see Dave because she knows Dave worked on Park and Rec, and maybe he has some inside info on it. She's from West Palm Beach, so the world of theme parks is not unfamiliar to her. No doubt growing up in Florida, she's imagined disaster scenarios involving theme parks, and I think she got her friends together. She got a ticket. She went to see Jurassic World.
Okay, a couple of facts to get out of the way. West Palm Beach is not Orlando. It's not theme park capital of the world. Here's I think, the important piece of data. It's a Starbucks sandwich. What does that tell me? Tells me that she was in a rush. Starbucks is not a place you go for your ordinary sit-down meal. You go there when it's like, I got to eat something. I'm 5 minutes late already. I'm getting a coffee. Let's just bite the bullet and get the Starbucks
okay,
barbecue
or,
sandwich.
Or is she like, Starbucks has a barbecue brisket sandwich? This is the first time learning about that. So maybe she's like, here's about it, new cultural product, I gotta find out what's
I think
going on
that,
with that.
I think that fights your earlier premise. I think the kind of person who's excited by new experiences, maybe that is exactly what happened. I think that kind of person doesn't go see Jurassic World. They're going to see Ex Machina or whatever it's called, and your weirder movies. They're seeing the skeleton twins. Hey, did you hear about this thing? It's a weird French indie. They're not going to see the big blockbuster. They want to see what else is out there.
I think a person who eats lunch at Starbucks maybe goes to see the big blockbuster.
Again, I think you're wrong. She didn't go to eat lunch at Starbucks.
She had to eat lunch at Starbucks. Like,
what does that say? She's busy. She doesn't have time for a lot of entertainment and cinema. She's going to go to the good, great movies that she really wants to see.
That Jurassic World is this woman. Disposable income. On Friday night, she needs to blow it out with her gals.
I think.
Plus, maybe it wasn't her choice. Maybe she got asked on a date to Jurassic World. A lot of guys wanted to see that movie. Maybe one of them is courting Jameson.
The kind of guy who courts Jameson is good enough to take her to a cooler movie than Jurassic World. He's not going to settle for, Jurassic World's playing. No, he's going to say, you know what's actually really good that a lot of people haven't seen yet? I don't know. I don't have the specific yet because the clock is running down. But he's not going to take her to the obvious thing. She's going to be like, yeah, I mean, it was fine. Like,
you think you asked Jameson
out? Know what?
Out?
I bet he took her to Starbucks earlier in the day.
No,
that's what happened.
No,
same
no,
guy.
No. You think he took Jameson out and he's like, oh, you want to go see the Amy Winehouse documentary? No, he's like...
All right. This is exciting. This doesn't happen often. We get a conclusive answer for once.
Have you seen Jurassic World, Jameson?
I saw it opening night at the Dome.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's devastating.
Valiant effort, Dave. Let's hear about the circumstances under which you saw it.
Okay, so I saw it at the Dome at the Arclight.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, she did.
Opening night, it was really cool. The cast of Silicon Valley was watching it. So
that
they were like
cool.
Two rows in front.
That's very cool.
That's
cool.
But Dave. I went with my roommate, and it was awesome.
And how'd you come to eat at Starbucks today?
I work at Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. All right.
I got to tell you, I'm really into barbecue. I'm going to go to the Starbucks near me tomorrow and have a brisket sandwich.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. My reaction was like immediate, just focusing on that.
Steve and I are going to go together. Dave's staying home.
Somehow it seemed like the most salient detail, and yet we got fooled into thinking that it was somehow relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's new. They just released it.
Oh.
Mango black tea lemonade mixed with it.
Ooh,
that
sounds pretty good. Delicious. Now, I know you're an employee, whatever, but would you say it's a pretty good sandwich?
I mean, yeah, I'm from the South, so my dad's pulled pork is better, but it's pretty good. Barbecue brisket, not bad.
Right
to get
on.
Heated up in a minute, 30 seconds.
Do they do, so even in Palm Beach, there's a barbecue scene.
There is a barbecue scene in Palm Beach, right. Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but recently, if you've ever listened to The Great Debates before, recently I took a trip all across the South and ate barbecue all the way. There was one day where we ate barbecue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That sounds pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Dave.
What? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Also, I'm kind of hurt because I took Cass on a date on a Friday night to see Jurassic World. And I was really pumped
about it.
No,
but that's a different... Okay, so that's fair. No, of course. I mean, yeah, it's great.
But I also ate barbecue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right,
once, so.
Right. No. It's look, I was given a side that... you know what's crazy? You know what happened? Is that I was like, well, okay, she probably saw Jurassic World. Pretty much everyone saw Jurassic World. But then I started arguing it, and I started believing myself.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. She's too busy to see stuff like that.
If it helps, I did see Skeleton Twins 2 in theaters.
Okay, okay! I'll take it!
Jameson is a very interesting character.
Yeah.
Well, Jameson, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for joining
guys.
Us.
Cheers for
everybody.
Jameson.
Jameson! Big round of applause, please.
Boy, that was great.
That was terrific.
Yeah. You nailed that debate.
Felt like maybe you and Jameson, Dave and I should excuse ourselves for a while. Seemed like you guys were getting down to it about barbecue and whatnot.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm happy to do that in front of the entire audience.
You're a charmer.
This is a problem with Dan, I've noticed, that his voice is great and he's so polite that even when he's talking to me, I'm like, I think this guy wants to fuck me.
Yeah. It's the Bill Clinton effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm buying it.
Yeah.
You're making me shy.
I doubt that.
With that, I would like to bring out another guest.
Oh, please. This is
to get the spotlight off of myself, if
the
I could.
The opposite end of the shyness spectrum.
our next guest has been with us before. He was a former fact checker with The New Yorker. Now he's the fact checker for The Great Debates. Ladies and gentlemen, Nate Stein.
Nate, right over here, bud. Good to have you, man.
Nate, have you found some factual errors in our testimony?
Yes, I did some fact checking as always, and I did manage to find a few mistakes.
Okay, well, lay it on us.
This is a heavily edited list of errors and mistakes we made in previous episodes of The Great Debates.
Yes, I was told that it would have to be cut down severely in order to have time to get through everything. So the first one, this is in the football is better than golf debate. Dave, you were talking about
just to bring the audience up to speed, we were debating football is better than golf. I took the side of football and got my ass handed to me on it, to be honest.
No arguments here.
But maybe there is a factual error that's going to reverse the debate.
Let's see.
Dave, you were talking about the lingerie football league as part of your argument, and... You mentioned the Los Angeles franchise as the L.A. Panties, and
I did. Now that was, I wouldn't say that was my actual guess as to the name of the franchise, but I am on record as saying that the franchise is called the L.A. Panties. So fair enough.
Yes, a fact is a fact, and the actual team name is the Los Angeles Temptation.
Ooh. Arguably worse. I mean, I say just own it.
It would be
I feel
hard
like
to
panties
wear...
is pretty first thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be hard to wear a jersey that said panties on it.
Just because of the confusion that this is a shirt but it says panties?
That would be baffling.
It's like that Stroop effect where it says yellow but the color is blue. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Ugh. All right.
All right. In the this is in the space program versus whatever James Cameron is doing underwater debate.
Right. Okay. So in that one, Dave was arguing for the space program, and I was arguing for undersea exploration.
Or whatever he's doing.
Or whatever. We don't really know what he's doing.
My recollection is you said probes about 40 times. Or drones.
He's doing something where he seals himself in a little thing, and then he's off down under the water.
Well, Dave, you said we have rovers reaching the far reaches of our universe.
Okay.
And it turns out the furthest man-made object from Earth is Voyager 1. It's about 0.1% of a light year away. And by comparison, the observable universe is about 93 billion light years across.
Right.
So,
not that, it's not very far away.
Slight difference.
Okay. I see my error.
Also in that debate, Dave, you said NASA is one of the most popular Instagram accounts.
Okay.
And... It has 4 million followers, but it doesn't crack the top 100, and here are a few that have more followers than NASA. Pretty Little Liars actress Troyan Belisario. Actor Ian Somerhalder.
Gorgeous.
Pretty Little Liars actress Shay Mitchell.
Okay, Nate, what's going on, man?
Wake Up and Makeup. And finally, Pretty Little Liars actress Lucy Hale.
Okay. Is there anything you want to disclose about your favorite television show right now?
Those are just popular accounts.
Okay. The cast of Pretty Little Liars does dominate the top 100 Instagrams.
They're more famous than the people we think are actually famous.
Like NASA. They're more famous than NASA.
Like an astronaut. All right. I guess I was wrong, but I mean, one of the most popular, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm fighting this still. Let's just keep going. Yeah.
And also in that debate, Steve, you were talking about your congressman, and you referred to him as Adam, whatever his name is, the Armenian guy.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So you were referring to Congressman Adam Schiff, and so he is Adam, but though he is one of the foremost champions in Congress for Armenian American causes, he's not Armenian himself.
You know, actually, that day we recorded two episodes back to back, and in the second episode, in the middle of it, at a basically random point, you can hear me go, Schiff! His name is Adam Schiff, but I did not know he was not Armenian. I know the one thing he does every year is introduce the bill about the Armenian genocide.
Oh.
So he's...
That's, okay.
He's got his thing.
Hey, do you guys know that mural that's not too far from here, actually? Does anyone know what I'm talking about? There's a painting... about the Armenian genocide with a guy's arm and a knife opening. It's like opening up the guy's arm, and it says something like, "Our wounds won't heal." Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I drive past that mural every day, and every day I'm like, "That is too. It is disgusting.
Too much.
It's so gory.
Yeah,
it's
that's a guy's.
It's like a peek into a man's tricep.
No thanks.
That's not the way to bring about social change, in my opinion.
That's not what you want. The one thing about your people to be displayed.
Yeah. Anyway. That and Zanku.
I'll write to Adam Schiff or whatever.
Okay, sorry.
All right, moving on to English as the world's greatest language debate. Steve, you said in Chinese you have to learn 20,000 characters just to read the newspaper.
Right, right.
Where did that come from? Had you read something or you're just blue sky?
20,000 sounded like a number I'd heard that's like...
I'm sure you've heard the number 20,000.
But connected to, I don't necessarily like string the whole sentence together. Somewhere along the line, I heard 20,000 in Chinese characters. Maybe that's how many there are.
All right, let's get
the
facts.
I'd love to hear
the fact is, studies show that functional literacy in written Chinese requires a knowledge of between 3,000 and 4,000 characters. Hmm.
You know, I don't think that's that bad. I think we should maybe say that if you present a numerical fact on the Great Debates that you don't really know,
yeah.
If you're within one order of magnitude, it's okay.
Yeah, 5x, either way.
Oh, I say 10. Whatever.
I'll
but
keep
yes.
that in mind for the next round.
Just loosen up our window a little bit.
Sure.
But these are great facts.
In the Oops All Host Chat debate.
Okay, that was not
episode,
a debate. That was we just.
Because there was it was all host chat.
Something went wrong. It was all host chat.
There was a mistake at the podcast factory, and the only thing that came out was host chat.
Well, Dave, you were explaining the premise of that episode, and you referred to a mistake at the Crunchberry factory. Well, that's logically crazy. It would be a mistake at the Cap'n Crunch factory that would cause the berries to come out.
Right. Okay. So it's based on the cereal Oops All Crunchberries, and I said it was a mistake at the Crunchberry factory. But it was the Captain
was
Crunch.
Is no Crunchberry Factory.
There is no Crunchberry Factory.
Well, if there is, they're doing their job right.
Yeah, then there wouldn't be a mistake.
That's right. They have. Yeah.
Nate is a real stickler, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I'm with him on that. That's my most embarrassing mess up so far.
Hey, we hire him for his precision.
Yeah.
And do you, that's
to keep
why
us
we
honest.
Pay him
do
nothing?
You think there's a sign at the Cap'n Crunch Factory that says, like, 5 days since our last all Crunchberries incident?
I hope so.
And finally, in the debate, the Gin Blossoms are in the top 1% of artists of all time. Dave, you were talking about the term Gin Blossoms. You said it's a medical condition when your capillaries burst and you have a red face.
Yeah, I said something. Yeah. I thought I said something about drinking. I think I even said Ted Kennedy or something like that.
Yeah, Ted Kennedy was also mentioned.
Okay.
But just with respect to the capillaries bursting, that is not correct. The condition is technically known as rhinophyma. It consists of a large, bulbous, ruddy nose caused by granulomatous infiltration, which is often due to untreated rosacea, none of which has to do with bursted capillaries. Mm.
So maybe an apology owed to Ted Kennedy.
I'm sorry, Ted Kennedy. I said that you had bursted capillaries. Okay, but it does happen from like a long-term drinking, right?
I'll have to check that in the next round. I don't.
Back to the library.
Nate Stein, everybody. Thank you so
much.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Nate Stein. Thank you, Nate.
That guy really is. He checks his facts.
Did we keep score on that? Who won?
Who
lost? You kind of lost.
I feel like I got hammered a little more. I'm taking it on the chin tonight. I'm not going to lie. Between Jameson and Nate really pummeling me, what can you do?
Well, there's always a chance to pull it back.
Ooh. Why? What you got?
The great third act of Great Debates.
Should we have another traditional debate?
Yeah, I need a win.
A big, nice
I
debate.
I need a win.
A big, hot debate.
Where you guys debate each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's square off.
Back to our bread and butter.
Okay.
For this topic, I think we should have Dave take the pro.
Okay.
Because it's a little different than normal. And the topic up for debate is, and this will be an untimed main event style debate. That's okay. Topic up for debate, Taco Bell should serve breakfast. Taco Bell should serve breakfast.
This is so on my wheelhouse. Healy. Taco Bell does one thing well. It makes good tasting food. There's no sense in arguing that the food that Taco Bell makes doesn't taste good because it's made by chemical engineers who's...
What?
What just happened? What the hell's
going on?
Wait a second.
I don't...
Healy, okay, that was weird.
Does anyone know what's going on? This isn't in my cards.
It's just a glitch.
Is everything okay up there?
I'm getting a little nervous. I'm just going to keep going. It's made by chemical engineers. What? What?
What is this?
No! Oh. Debater X is here?
Debater X is...
I thought it was a myth. Shit!
What is this, dude?
Okay, look, we didn't want to tell you about it because Debater X, he's a guy, nobody knows who he is. Some people say he's a famous politician or a famous actor. He hides his face and he hates...
He's Kaiser Soze is what he is. Don't downplay
it. He hates the Great Debates. And he said that if we had another live event, he was going to come and destroy us.
He sent out some messages earlier.
I'm sure security got him backstage. He's fine. Let's just go back to Taco Bell. Let's not let... We can't let a bully...
No, it's time for your great to beat down.
What? Oh, my God! It's Debater X, everybody! Ladies and gentlemen, I guess, welcome Debater X. Oh, my God.
I think we need to be a team here.
Yeah, you know what? We'll take him on. Let's take him on.
Fine, you know
here
what?
We go.
There's only one thing to do with a bully like you, Debater X. And that's have a debate.
Debater X, I'm really pleased to meet you.
Dan.
Hey, Dan, I feel like I know you.
Do you have a debate that you want to...
Challenge, defend yourself.
What?
The topic.
What?
Great Debates podcast is good.
Oh.
I'll take the con.
Oh. Oh, geez. He brought his own topic.
This guy... Listen, we can do this. Can we have a minute to confer? And
yeah,
then we'll
yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
What did you have for lunch today, Debater X?
I even like the Great Debates. I don't think I can.
You know, just say that it's... Just right. Stand up for it. Stand up for yourself. Get some courage.
You have
come
the,
on.
Okay,
we got Medina. He's part
do you
of it.
Wanna, do you need to use the microphone? No, probably not. I don't know. Can everybody hear Debater X? Okay.
Just wow. Using the mic.
All right. We're
I mean,
ready.
You can keep your... Okay, so the proposition up for debate, as I understand it, is Great Debates is a good podcast.
Yeah,
and with the great debaters taking the pro.
Yeah,
yeah.
And we're, you know what? We're gonna start right off the bat. We're gonna say, look, the podcast isn't, you know, it's not perfect. We just started it just to have some fun.
Yeah, what's
with
wrong
our
with
friends,
that?
And that was good. And now some people listened to it, and we had a live event, and that was kind of people like
people
that.
People are having fun.
Do another one. We
the numbers
Jameson.
Are on the rise,
numbers,
or
well,
they
you
were.
Know, we have some numbers. It's all right. You know, we're not Hollywood Handbook. Or
people liked the one where we talked about going to Subway
that
a little bit.
Fun.
That was
people
fun.
People play that, and you're playing in your car. It's nice and short.
It's short. It's not that long.
And we play. You know, it's you know, it's, it encourages kids to debate and. That's good. It gets argument and
yeah.
thinking.
Do you think kids debate because of your podcast?
Yeah, well,
you know,
yeah, I mean, who knows? There's got to be a teenager out there.
Respectful argumentation and, you know, incorporating that into comedy and whatever.
Are you done?
I think
yeah,
there,
that's,
I guess
our,
that's
our
opening
statement.
Oh, man, we blew it.
Okay. You're supposed to be two different points of view, and you're two comedy writers from Needham, Mass. No one wants to hear from... One of you, let alone two of you. Point.
Point. He calls his own points.
You don't call your own points.
Yes, he does.
You've got one guy who's got a great voice and never says anything, and two guys who have terrible voices who never shut up.
That's a good point.
And?
Every episode, you guys alternate about who wants to end the podcast. Why can't you have a week where you both decide to end the podcast?
Whoa.
That's mean.
Okay, good feedback.
Yeah, well, you know.
At least he didn't say point that time.
Yeah, that's not a point.
That was 2 points.
What? Damn it!
Medina, you're giving him these points?
I feel kind of scared, so I'm doing it to cooperate.
I've changed the results of three debates by editing Wikipedia pages on gin blossoms, more tyranny, and spaghetti.
God damn it.
Please don't say
points. More points.
No!
No! His style is so unusual.
I know. It's quite strong.
It's throwing me off.
Host chat isn't confrontational enough for my liking. And plus, I feel like we still haven't met the real Steve.
I've been working on opening up and making host chat a little more personal. I'm trying on that. No points.
I can't do this anymore.
What?
It's destroying you guys at debate, eviscerating you. It's all too much.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you talking about? You're the one who came. You wanted to debate. We didn't invite you.
You don't understand. When I was in high school debate, I was debating little Tommy Trenkins. And, well, I was eviscerating him. And I was really feeling the debater's high.
Yeah,
and
the debater's high. Yeah.
We know
yeah.
the
I'm
debater's
sure you felt it.
Yeah.
It was like God himself was explaining why congressmen should have term limits through me.
Oh, they were debating whether congressmen should have term limits. Okay.
But when I look back to him, Tommy Trenkins had died.
What?
He died in the debate?
Cardiac arrest, they said.
I think I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, it was like a local story that they sent.
A kid died in a high school debate, yeah.
That was you? That was you.
They didn't want to accuse me of killing him because they didn't want to get into a debate with me.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
But they knew, and I've worn the mask ever since.
Oh, my God. That's like a really kind of
amazing origin story.
Yeah. The megaphone is new. I got that on Amazon Prime Day.
Okay.
It does sound like it's not your usual voice.
Not what I expected.
So, anyway. Things have been pretty chill lately.
What?
Pretty chill?
Are you all right?
Been going on Tinder.
Oh. You can't go on Tinder because of the mask.
A lot of girls have hang-ups about the mask.
Right.
Yeah.
Is this just a hang sesh now?
Yeah.
Chilling with Debater X.
I'm opening up to you guys.
Yeah. What? What'd you say?
Do you guys have any, like, cute friends that you might want to hook me up with?
Oh, well, my God.
Jameson seemed nice.
Jameson was cute and nice.
Single or into masked.
She likes movies.
Murderers.
Did you see Jurassic World?
Yeah, I saw it twice.
Did we beat him? I don't know what happened.
I'm going to suggest maybe Debater X could... Hey, listen, maybe tomorrow take off the mask.
Oh.
Pop into Starbucks, see if Jameson's there. Maybe start on the road to a whole new life.
Do you think taking off the mask and getting rid of the megaphone might help things?
It might be a step in the right direction.
You just said that, I thought. Isn't that exactly what he just said?
You're both wrong about Taco Bell. Market forces determine whether or not they will have breakfast.
Whoa!
Debater X is out!
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Debater X.
A very quiet megaphone.
What just happened there?
Debater X showed up. I guess he's real. It was very scary at first, and then he just kind of wanted to hang out.
That was strange, I think.
To me, it kind of fit the profile of an ex-high school debater.
Oh, totally fit the profile of an ex-high school debater.
I mean, having hung out with two of them for the better part of a year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Should we resume this debate? Or
I guess so. What do we have time for?
We could throw out one more.
One more micro or something like that?
Should we play the somebody...
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I'm going to get a timer up here so we're ready. We're going to do a series of one-minute debates? Two-minute debates?
Sure.
Sure which?
Yeah, let's do one. Let's just plow through. Let's do 3 one-minute debates.
3 one-minute debates.
Yeah. Okay. And the premise is that all of the debates begin with someone in this room has, and then we're going to try to find out if people actually...
Another verifiable debate. three short ones.
We're using our opportunity with an audience to the best of our ability. Okay, so Steve, why don't you just take the pro on all of these?
Got it.
Someone in this room has said the name Sandra Bullock today.
Do we accept Sandy Bullock?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, yeah. Somebody in this room has definitely said Sandra Bullock today. We got about 80 or so people here that all live and work in Hollywood. They think about movies a lot. They talk about them. Somebody probably works with somebody who had to do some kind of business related to Sandra Bullock. Somebody probably saw E! Or a story about her or something. Somebody in this room definitely said Sandra Bullock today.
She's off the radar. She hasn't had a big movie in a while. The Heat came out. I forget what it was. I can't remember a movie that she's been in since then. She's not a name that's on the tip of people's tongues. You hear the name Sandra Bullock and you think people talk about her all the time, but no, that's not the kind of thing that people actually do. You don't actually have a reason to talk. You even called her Sandra Bullock, which is not even how rarely people talk about her. They don't even, is it Sandra or Sandra? If people said her name all the time, they'd be like, it's Sandra.
Somebody today was like, what about a Sandra Bullock type? We got to get one of the, like, they just, she's...
No one's saying Sandra Bullock type anymore. They're saying Jennifer Lawrence type. They're saying Chloe Grace Moretz type. I'm sorry, but that's the way the industry works. I didn't make these decisions.
Maybe they're saying,
the timer
like,
has
Jennifer
sounded,
Lawrence.
But it has
okay,
not sounded.
Time's up. All right, should we get a resolution on that first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, did anyone here today say the name Sandra Bullock? What?
Yeah. Wow.
What are you guys talking about?
I mean, enough people to make it a thing.
I've been wrong every single time. All right, let's
give you another chance.
Okay.
Someone in this room, Steve, has eaten a spring roll in the last 2 hours.
Yes, definitely. It's about dinner time. People were grabbing quick, easy to get food. We're very close to Thai Town. Somebody popped over to a Thai restaurant. They grabbed some spring rolls. They ate them. That happened.
2 hours ago, okay, 6:30, I think some people, a lot of people came from work and you're not eating spring rolls at work. There actually aren't that many good places to get spring rolls around here. Maybe you're going to Red Corner Asia. I just don't see it. You've got, like, Thai Town, people I know, and I know a lot of people here, don't really eat in Thai Town that much. Or if they do, if you're getting Thai food, you're getting, like, specialty Thai food. You're going to, like, Jitlada, is that Thai?
No,
or you're going to Ginger
time.
Grass or something?
They had a show to go to. They grabbed something really quick, spring rolls. You knew you could eat them by hand. Maybe they got a pad Thai. Maybe even they got it delivered at home or they picked it up on the
way. No one's going home and getting... If you're getting delivery at home, you're not going to get spring rolls delivered. You're going to get orange... Whatever. You're going to get an actual entree. Spring rolls are... You're going to get spring rolls if you go like eight people. It's like, just get some fucking spring rolls for the table as well. Did anybody here possibly eat spring rolls in the last 2 hours? No!
Dave got a win!
No!
Dave got a win!
Dave.
Feels good.
Okay. Quiet. Yeah, I get it.
We could power through, it's fine.
I like this.
It's now it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound bed.
I think we got to tap the front to stop. Okay. One last one. Someone in this room, while I get the timer ready, owns a snake.
Okay. This is, I think, the toughest, but I bet we do live in California. There's a lot of people who are interested in weird kind of animals. There might be somebody who grew up with snakes, might be a little snake that they just keep in a little terrarium kind of space. I think somebody in this room probably does own or take care of a snake. Some of these people, they still live at home and they have a snake with their parents that maybe they consider...
People, if you live at home with your parents, they don't let you keep a snake in your room. They say, you're 26, get you and your fucking snake out of this house. I see a lot of women in the crowd. I think they're less likely to own snakes than men. And the men I see are mostly like 30 and above, and you get a snake when you're like 22 and you want to like try to get it high and all that stupid shit. This is a room of grown-ups. People have outgrown the snake and iguana phase where it's like, maybe I should get one just see, you know, whatever. His name's Boris and it's cool. Like, we're done with that. That doesn't happen anymore. I could look in the eyes of every single person here. No one owns a snake.
I think there's a weirdo here who has a snake.
Ladies and gentlemen, does anyone own a snake? Dave, two for
three. Two out of three!
Nice work, bud. I mean, not that you really had anything to do with it, but that's good. How are we doing on time? Does anyone want to do any more debating?
I don't know. I think maybe we... I don't know. Do we need to get out of here? This guy doesn't know. Why did I ask him?
Who's running this show?
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming to the
Great
Debates
Live.
Thank you,
guys. Really appreciate it.
We'll see you online on our podcast. Tweet at us. Email us. Thanks again for coming. Have a great evening.
Thanks, I guess, to Debater X.
Yeah, Debater X and all our guests, Nate Stein and Chris Schleicher.